Order.
Debate on the committee stages of the government's health and safety reform bill continued on after question time, but not before the minister responsible for the legislation, Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Woodhouse, faced questions on it from Labour's Sue Moroney, who wanted to know why some forms of farming did not fall under the scope of the bill when others did.
Why are dairy, sheep and beef farms not defined as high-risk workplaces requiring worker health and safety representation when more than one-third of New Zealand's workplace deaths in the past 5 years have happened in the agricultural sector?
Mr Woodhouse said it was a matter of scale.
Now, while sheep, beef and dairy are very large in the statistics, they are also our largest industry. So when equalised, they fell below that threshold.
So Ms Moroney got more specific.
What makes a worm farm more dangerous than a cattle farm?
The minister said worm farm safety wasn't a laughing matter.
The member does trivialise the 11 deaths.
Order.
In the category of other livestock farming, of which worm farming is one, there were 11 people killed at work and more than 1,000 serious injuries. Now, well, the member asked how many were killed on dairy farms. We could stratify this any way we like. We could say some forestry is in but other forestry is out. Some livestock farming is in but other livestock farming is out. We will consult on the taxonomy. We will consult on the taxonomy that has the best available data on where risk resides, and we'll see what comes out of that consultation.
But it wasn't just agriculture in which Sue Moroney saw contradictions in the legislation.
Why is mini golf more dangerous than actual golf? Why is putting up curtains in a building more dangerous than demolishing a building? Why is driving a bus full of tourists more dangerous than driving a bus full of schoolchildren?
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
The fact that an organisation may not be required to have a health and safety rep does not let them off the hook. All PCBUs, all workers, will be required to participate in health and safety at work.
And Ms Moroney pointed to another perceived omission in Mr Woodhouse's bill.
Why should quarries, like the limestone quarry where Murray George Taylor was crushed to death in June this year, not have access to worker representation on health and safety?
Michael Woodhouse.
Mr Speaker, I'd need to go back and check, but my understanding is that quarries are included under the mining categories.
Sue Moroney then suggested other intentions behind the bill.
Why is he making up dodgy rules to keep National's backers out of health and safety requirements instead of focusing on fixing New Zealand's appalling death rate in the workplace?
Order.
That's where the Speaker, David Carter, stepped in.
That question is out of order.
Also in question time, Labour spokesman for Land Information, Stuart Nash, questioned his government counterpart about the value for the country of foreigners purchasing New Zealand land.
Now that Stephen Joyce has admitted that, quote, we have not been as effective as other countries in ensuring that overseas investment has provided additional benefits, end quote, when will she direct the Overseas Investment Office to start collecting all information on whether foreign buyers are keeping the promises they have made to New Zealanders?
That question was fielded on the Minister for Land Information, Louise Upston's behalf, by the Associate Minister of Finance, Paula Bennett.
Well, Mr Speaker, I want to say that we do encourage more investment into New Zealand and particularly into the regions, and we think that that makes a difference for them as far as more jobs being created, the amount of money that's going in there and the difference that that makes. And as I say, I am just genuinely surprised at the avenue that this member is choosing to go down when we saw actually 67% more land sold under Labour than there has been under this side.
And Mr Nash received a similar answer to his next question.
How can New Zealanders have any confidence that we will not become tenants in our own land when she has not turned down one application to buy productive New Zealand land in almost 3 years?
Honourable Paula Bennett.
They can have confidence because they've got a national government and not a Labour one. They can have confidence because we actually changed the system to ensure that we have a vetting screening earlier so that when we decline, they don't come up in the decline numbers, but actually we're pushing them back. They can have assurance because literally hundreds of thousands of fewer hectares have been sold under National than were under Labour. Look in the mirror.
Associate Minister of Finance Paula Bennett speaking on behalf of Minister of Land Information Louise Upston. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.